This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. 138 inmates at a state prison in northeast Colorado have tested positive for COVID-19. The Sterling Correctional Facility now has the largest coronavirus outbreak in a single facility in Colorado. The state conducted widespread testing of inmates there earlier this week after identifying several other cases. The prison started confining inmates to their cells for most of the day to try to prevent any spread of the disease. Many farmers markets are preparing to open in some sort of capacity in May as the state does consider them to be essential businesses. Harrison Topp co-owns his family's organic farm in Hotchkiss, Colorado. He says he doesn't know how much business to expect at farmers markets because of COVID-19's impact on travel.
Tourist travel is an important part of the business. Mm-hmm. And so if that tourism is slowed, especially in the mountain towns where we find some of our best markets, that will slow our business.
There are more than 100 farmers markets across the state. Some of them plan to offer online ordering and curbside pickup this summer. And Boulder, Adams, and Arapahoe counties have all extended their local stay-at-home orders through May 8th. However, all three counties will let non-critical businesses start to offer curbside pickup early next week. Officials in Douglas County say they still plan to relax their stay-at-home order on Monday when the statewide order is lifted. And highs in the 60s for the Front Range today, mostly sunny skies, even warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.